Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Keep in mind, I'm no Akasha non-MD, but I will say this. The weather's going to turn miserably hot in a short period. So when you get a day like today with highs of 78, go for the Benadryl if you can safely. Check with your doctor first, blah, 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 because it's going to be so beautiful today. Highs of 78. Right now it's 56. Beautiful spring day. But before you know it, you know, here we are, second part of April. It's going to be miserably hot. And in a blink of an eye, it's going to be hurricane season as well, unfortunately. Joining us now, Representative Troy Hebert. Talk about funding the Fortified Roof Program. How you doing, Representative?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Sound like you're in Baton Rouge now, are you?
Oh, man. I'm actually at the governor's prayer breakfast this morning, so here in Baton Rouge before we get to the session. But happy to join you guys this morning and talk about the Fortified Roof.
Yeah, let's talk about that, please. Tell me where the program is now and where you would like to see it go.
So, listen, currently the grant program sunsets every year, and the legislature has to unsunset it, reappropriate the money again for the grant program, and that's just a continuous cycle. Mm-hmm. Other states have found ways, just like Alabama, to be able to keep the program in play without sunsetting, and then that's actually what our Commissioner of Insurance is trying to do here, and so I gladly decided to help him with this bill. So what we're going to do is we're going to use fees collected from casualty insurance premiums, surplus tax lines. There's going to be some licensing fees that we'll be able to put all that money into a pot and keep the program sustainable for years to come and help people get fortified roofs in areas where they're subject to excessive storms and winds. If you don't know much about a fortified roof program, fortified roof essentially is kind of like a brand, but basically what it does is says this roof is built to this type, this standard. And that standard has been proven to be able to sustain high winds and get to a point to where the roof wouldn't be compromised during a storm. And if the roof is not compromised after a storm, then the rest of the home won't be compromised from the storm.
Let me take a step back for a second. You talked about how it was going to be funded, and you mentioned a couple of different things. And I don't want to get too far in the weeds, but again, as I always say, Representative, if you've ever played golf for money, you know that's where most of the cheating happens, right? And I'm not saying anybody's cheating here, but when it comes to casualty fund or whatever it is, where's the money coming from, and is it at the expense of something else? Because nothing's free, right?
Yeah, well, it's coming from, like I said, it's coming from surplus. Let me back it up.
Sure.
So there's going to be roughly about $5 million from a surplus lines tax insurance. So that's insurance companies. There's roughly going to be about $5 million from the property and casualty insurance premium tax. There'd be $1,000 from each insurer's annual financial regulation fees. There'll be $15 from each first-time licensee and license renewal for individuals licensed by the Department of Insurance. and it's $15 from each company appointment fee for agents and producers. Altogether, the dedications from these monies will produce an annual dedication of roughly about $30 million to keep the program going and not having to go back to the legislature every year to find the money to keep this grant program going.
Is that a new $30 million, or where is that $30 million going now?
No, it's not going to deplete the general fund. So I guess I can say it would be a new $30 million to some degree, because we're not going to be taking anything away from the general fund in this capacity.
Because what I'm getting at, Representative, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to figure it out, because somebody has to pay for it, right? And I'm just wondering who ultimately is going to be paying for this $30 million. And I'm all for fortified roofs. I'm not questioning that at all. I'm just trying to go back and see where it comes from.
Again, it's coming from your surplus, exactly how I just spelled it out.
But who's paying it? The insurance companies are paying that?
Just like in Alabama, insurance companies, there'll be fees, taxes that are already generated and collected. Just portions of those fees are going to now be coming into this fund.
Okay.
And so look, the state of Alabama did this. I mean, even they've got it on these sites that says pay for by insurance companies. This is not a new concept. It's not a new thought process, but it's a proven thought process that it's working. It's helping get fortified roofs on homes in the state of Alabama. Look, the legislative auditor audited the grant.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Programs. They found a high satisfactory rate, but not only did they find a high satisfactory rate in the program, they saw an average savings of some of the homeowners of 22%. In the program.
Let me get to where I'm going with this.
Proven rate reduction scenario.
And I get that, but I'm getting some text here, and what they're asking is, because it is a lottery as it stands now to get a fortified roof, they're concerned that the insurance company is going to pass these fees along to everybody, so everybody's going to buy, in essence, contribute to the lottery fund, but only a few people are going to win the lottery when it comes to fortified roofs.
No, that's not what's going to happen here.
Tell me that.
Listen, the insurance companies are pretty much every insurance company is willing to give anyone with a fortified roof a discount because they want that roof protected. They want that home protected because think about it. It's once the roof is compromised.
Right. No, I get all of that. I'm talking about where the money's.
But as far as you, I understand what you're saying, but it's not looking to take this. Well, you're going to take this from me. This is monies that are already paid anyway. We're just taking portions of these monies and rededicating them into this scenario.
So that takes me back to where's the $30 million now going, and is something going to be lost as a result of that?
It's not. Okay. I've been assured that this is not going to affect any of the general fund. This is just a reapportionment, and we're not depleting anything and taking away from anything else.
Okay, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. 720, y'all have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Talking about Fortified Roof Program with Representative Troy Hebert. And look, I'm all for it, and I'm just trying to follow the dollars and understanding that $30 million has got to be going somewhere now. And if it's going to go toward the Fortified Roof Program, which I'm all for, what's going to be $30 million short, or where was that $30 million sitting? Or maybe I'm making it more complicated than it needs to be. 721 traffic now, WWL. It is 726 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Representative Troy Hebert. Nice enough to take some time away from the governor's prayer breakfast, talk about some bills he's got to provide more funding to the Fortify Roofs program, which I am all in favor of. Everybody's in favor of that and lower insurance rates. Somebody texted in, maybe I should phrase it this way, Representative, and that is, where did the apportionment go to before the reapportionment to the fund?
Well, look, while we were on break, I wanted to make sure I got pulled. Let me go a little bit deeper on this first.
Okay.
So there is a companion bill to my bill.
All right.
And that's Representative Chance Henry. He's running HB 441. And with HB, he's an insurance agent. And basically, right now, I'm on to pull it so I make sure I'm giving you the most accurate information. Mm-hmm. So his proposed law is going to increase.
And this is just to be clear, as proposed, because this could change. But go ahead, please.
Correct. Proposed law is that it will increase the fee for first-time business applicants from $55 to $75 and increase the biannual renewal fee from $50 to $75. And that is related to licensing fees. For present law requires, I'm trying to find it real quick so I can give you the right answers. It's his bill will increase because this plays a big piece in helping this bill.
People just want to know where the money is coming from and will it ultimately be passed along to them. Okay.
So when he passes his bill gets passed, which is a companion bill, from the fee increases in his bill that I just showed the proposal.
Right.
His bill would dedicate $30 million per year to the Louisiana Fortified Homes Program without causing a decrease in the amount of fees and taxes that are sent to the general fund from the Department of Insurance.
So who's paying those fees, I guess? Who is paying those fees? Insurance companies?
Insurance agents, adjusters, people that are in his industry, in the insurance industry. So it's raising the licensing fees that they're currently paying at this time. And portions of that money would be dedicated into this program so that it would not, again, decrease the amount of fees and taxes that are currently sent into the general fund. So he basically is only taking the portion of the fee increase from $55 to $75, taking that portion, moving that to the Fortified Roof Program, and the remainder of those fees still goes back to where it's always going.
Tell you what. A lot's going to change between now and the end of the session. I want to extend an open invitation to you to come along as the session matriculates, and we'll talk about the changes to this, and we're all for fortified roofs, all right?
Right, and just again, no money is being taken
from the general
it's
fund.
It's all new money.
Right, gotcha.
It's all new money. So this is not money that's going to be taken from somewhere else to fund this. This is all new money.
Gotcha. Thank you, Representative Troy Hebert, Louisiana State Representative, talking about money to fund the Fortified Roofs program, and we'll have him back as the session makes its way all the way to June to talk about this some more because the bills are going to change. And I think the main concern is nothing's free. Ultimately, somebody winds up paying for it. And the concern is that if the Fortified Roof Program is based on a lottery, the costs get passed down to whom, and does everybody pay into something, and then only the people that win get it. So anyway, we'll take a break, come back, talk about New Orleans being smoke-free for 10 years. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us back in a flash, WWL.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.